What's up, what's up, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mav.
And this is George for 305 Magazine.
And what up, it's your boy, Varys, in this bitch.
And we are waiting for Gold Rush to come to the studio.
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce. What's up with this soy sauce? I want to get to the bottom of it.
We need to know the secret of this
What's
soy sauce.
What's the secret of the sauce?
Well, Will's not in the building today, so what up, Will?
Hope you're listening. Shout out to Will.
Yes, more talking time for me.
Welcome to the show.
Can we talk about me?
All right, so let's talk about you.
What inspires you, Dre Mav?
No. This show is not about me. This show is about 305 and everything that's going down in the 305. We had a very eventful week, per se. Miami was repping it.
Just stop right there.
Go ahead.
Yo, shout out to DBD. Let me just tell
They're
you guys.
They're actually going to be at our house after 305
Radio. Which is a show
radio.
After this one. DBD.
Day by day.
Listen, if you've never been to one of these parties, bro, let me tell you. You need to go to one of these parties.
Some soy sauce.
Hey, Baba, don't be surprised. Let me just tell you this much. That party, from the moment you got in, it was a lot of what the F's and what the H's and a lot of partying. It was pillows on tables. I just can't.
It was fun. It was safe.
It was exhilarating. It was fun. It was a good time. Definitely. I have no complaints at all. Shout out to Carlos from Jolt Radio, Miami Spotlight. Saw him out there. Saw Madhez, D. Wyvern.
There was a lot of people out there.
Yeah, what's going on with Day by Day? Let's talk about that a little bit. What's up,
man? Well, Day by Day is coming to the show after this, so make sure you guys stay tuned so you can find out exactly what's going on with them. We're going to do a recap of 420 a week because we had a lot of different events all throughout South Florida and North Florida.
There was so many events.
And there was so much stuff going down, so you got to stay tuned.
There must have been a puff of smoke from the air coming out from the city, because for real,
it was lit.
I swear, little Havana old people were like, hey, estamos fumando. Oh, little old people, man, telling you.
Celebrating 420, 421, 422.
With them. They were like, But it was fun. It was a good time. Very excited. How'd you spend 420? Let's talk about this.
Actually, you know what? 420, I just hung out with my boy and I, _PCM. Check him out on Instagram. Just kicked it with my dog, you know, just vibed with him and, you know, just had a little private session.
That's what's up.
Didn't go all crazy like you guys.
I mean, you guys. Are you insinuating things?
You guys?
No, hey, listen, t-shirts.
Make sure you guys get your gear.
It does not mean that you're criminals if you wear the gear.
So no, I just hung out with my dog, you know, we just kicked it, you know, smoke some exotics. Check it out on my
exotics.
If you were on my Snapchat, you'd have seen it. If not, you know, maybe next year.
So Varys, what's your Snapchat for those that don't know?
Snapchat, same as my IG, Varys on the set. Try to keep all my screen names the same so you know it doesn't throw people off.
Can you spell that for us, please?
V-E-R-I-C-S _SAT.
All right, guys, and Varys, now that we are here and we're actually waiting on Gold Rush, tell me a little bit about what you do and why you're here.
Hey, man, I thought this was for me, too. I'm a producer, you know. I work with a lot of people in the game. You know, I started off on Instagram about a year ago, and it's just growing, you know. I worked with Level, and then I worked with Cubalink, with Terror Squad, and then... you know, I got some other projects I'm pending right now.
And what's your connection with Gold Rush? Why are you here with us today?
Mr. Gold Rush.
Gold Rush.
I met him online. You know, I met him online. I reached out and, you know, somebody had, you know, shown me a little bit about him. You know, I knew about him already, but, you know, they introduced me to him more and kind of educated me of what he was doing. And, you know, I see that he's always networking with people.
Yeah.
So it took a lot of networking. It wasn't easy. A lot of DMs, a lot of time invested. But like I said, you know, he's a humble person.
Mm.
He's very good-hearted. He supports his people that support him. And I guess he saw something that, you know, that people see in me. I kept it real with him, you know. I didn't lie about who I am, you know. I showed him my true colors and, you know, it's based on his judgment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, within time, you know, he showed me who he was too, you know, and we started networking together.
Yeah, so let's just throw it, since I know you guys, you know, I don't want to spill the beans on you too much, man.
Nah,
you guys, because you'll be on the show anyways. But being that you're a producer, let's talk about something that's been recent. I want to know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I want to know the goodies.
So
huh?
No, check this out. As a producer, how do you feel about the artist Russ that came out and said everyone sounds the same? And everyone got all butthurt for it.
Well, if you know Bone Thugs and Harmony, man, shout out to Bone Thugs. Gold Rush did a lot of work with them. And, you know, if you saw Crazy Bone's post recently on Instagram, you know, he was trying to let people know, like, a lot of people are saying that some artists are doing that mumble rap, you know, that they call it the Migos flow.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Migos. But, you know, a lot of people are just stuck on the same style, you know. And, like, I agree with what you're saying. Like, a lot of people are sounding the same, you know. And, like, I think if you're trying to be an artist and you're trying to make it in this game, I suggest you try a different route, you know. Like, stop trying to be like everybody else. What makes you stand out as an artist is being different, you know. Having a different look. Sure. Not trying to dye your hair and tat your face. Like, a lot of these people are making a bad name for Miami, you know. I'm not going to name bomb anybody, but...
you know who you are.
Yeah,
let me know who you are. I'm just going to describe everything about you.
I'm not one to put people out there like that. Like, it's going to take a lot for y'all to share the secrets of the people I'm working with next. Because right now there's haters watching me, you know. People don't want to see me succeed. People don't want to see you guys succeed in life. It's the truth, man. And that's what's wrong with Miami. That's what Gold Rush was talking about on his interview on 99 Jams. You know, it's like a lot of people don't want to put on for people in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Like in Atlanta, they're doing that. You know, in other cities, they're winning. Why isn't Miami winning? Because nobody wants to work together. Everybody wants to do it privately, you know, or individually. They're trying to make it down their own. And, you know, there's a lot of good artists out here in Miami. I just don't think they get the credit they deserve. You know, they don't have management. They don't have focus. You know, they're not working with the right people. Or the people that see them don't want to work with them. Mm-hmm. And know they're talented. Know they have a gift. It's a lot of people are just very selfish, you know, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm with you. I agree.
I wish Miami would come together more, you know. We need you, Miami.
That's what we're doing right here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is what we're doing here. So any artists listening to this, hit us up on 305 Radio and IG. Slide in the DMs. But yeah, man, you seem very passionate about this, man.
You know, I used to say I wasn't focused. These were what they used to say.
Who
focused.
Used to say?
Little birds.
Who's
you know?
They? Who's they?
Hey, like I said, I don't name drop. But I am very focused, you know. That some I have ambition and, you know, I treat this like an art, you know. It's like something I love. I don't stash it in the attic. I don't box it up and stuff it in corners. But I always found myself coming back to it. So I always knew I had something, you know. Shout out to Soy Sauce.
Soy
Sauce. You have Soy Sauce.
Yo, we got to keep the cursing to a minimum, bro. So at first we thought that was really kosher, we could get away with it, and plus me, I curse like
I can
a
say bitch, that's a radio word.
I mean, yeah, but the thing is, I really thought I could curse my life away here, but nah, I can't do that.
Nope.
Nah,
Jay already killed me for that. It's like, listen. So
nah, but much respect to all these artists out here trying to make it, you know. Shout out to all these people out there that are working for their craft, you know. Stop being selfish, y'all, man. Work together, man. If we all work together, we can make something. Believe
me. Power in numbers. They don't want to believe that, though.
Yeah.
Now, they all trying to make it on their own. And where are you still? Exactly, you know? We all need to come together a little bit, man. Stop being selfish.
Okay.
I got hot beats, man. You got good flow, man.
I got hot beats, kid. Yo, so who's your favorite Miami artist right now? Aside from the people that you're working with, bro. Come on.
All right.
Talk to me.
I wasn't prepared for that one.
Who would never be prepared, man?
Honestly, man, if I could work with somebody, I'd work with Kodak Black, man. Honestly, because I just see him, like, he didn't even care they took his check away. You know, he's on his own level right now. You know, I would work with Kodak Black, you know? Shout out to Kodak Black. If you get out, man, hit me up. Hit up Gold Rush. We work with you.
Dope. Good stuff. Did Gold Rush hit you up yet? That man on his way over here?
Yes, he did. He's actually trying to find parking, and I can totally understand because Brickell is a very difficult place to find parking
at. Brickell is a mission. Very, so you know that.
Gotta hit that Metro Rail, man.
Metro Rail, boy.
Parking shit at the station.
Man, no one knows. You know what? That's the one, like, it's so slept on. The Metro Rail is a bomb. Forget about it, y'all.
Oh, I got here in about 20 minutes. No parking.
No parking
no
at
parking.
All. No parking necessary. But man, yeah, so this weekend was pretty outstanding, bro. It was pretty dope. I can't complain. DBD event was off the walls. It was off the rails. You had to be there.
We also got to give a shout out to Wynwood's Glass and Vape. They also did a 421 event. They had live music. They had a DJ. They had live performers.
Shout
they had live
Wynwood.
Art. It was super, super dope.
Dream Mob invites me, guys. She does.
Dream Mob invites what?
George. We lost George.
I'm sorry. So let me interview you guys, man. What's up with 305 Magazine? How do you get on the page? Tell people, what do you got to do to make 305 Magazine? What does it take to be on this website? What does it take to be
Just hit me up, man. Let's start there. Hit me up. Now, don't hit me up if this is a one-time thing for you. If you don't have plans on building on your craft. Like, I'm not trying to waste my time. I'm not trying to waste yours. You know what I mean? At the same time, I want to put out something that I could go back to. You know what I mean? I would love to catch Kodak Black before he got roped off and interview him. Then 3 years from now, I know for a fact I could interview him again because he's going to be making music. Most of the people I do stories on or anything is because there's longevity at some point. You know, think about it. All the artists that are around in Miami, they'll kick it. They'll put out one mixtape, and that's it. Come on, G. Put out more than that. You know why?
We're not all cut from the same cloth.
But well, guess what, man? Start sewing on another cross on you, man.
You gotta be humble in this game, man. Real talk, bro. You gotta be humble, man. You can't be big-headed. The minute you think you're all that, you're losing fans. That
yeah,
one, right?
People you know what, like man? That, man? I feel you, but you know what? Be consistent first and foremost. Because if you can be consistently whack, then that's fine. But if you're not, you know, you'll get more.
I like that.
You'll be worried.
Hey, if you're whack, just be consistent. Now.
No,
you'll
think
get
about
better.
It. Eventually, you'll get better. But you know what? They have their library is growing, while the haters and everyone that's salty and has all these opinions. How many projects do they have?
Now that's what kind of upsets me. Is you see these people? They come out a few years ago. Willing, open to work with anybody, excited, motivated, ambitious, and then a year later, they act like they don't even know you when they bump into you. Oh shit, like, oh, you're, man, don't flip, man, I'm about to snap the fuck out to you. What are you saying, man? My bad for the curse words. But it's the truth, you know, like, a lot of people are, like I said, man, a lot of people are just very narrow-minded and they're very selfish and shallow, and they need to get out of that. A lot of talented people here in Miami, and they just want to selectively choose who they work with. And some of these people they work with aren't even all that. And the people they overlooking are better. They got more heart. They got more soul in their music.
You know how it is, though. People only love you when it's hot, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, when I get my check, y'all going to be DMing me. Left.
Wait, hold up. Before or after you post the check on IG? I don't know.
Not paid checks. If you know. Certified checks. Blue checks.
Oh, the blue check mark.
Yeah, the blue. And everybody always asks, how do you get that check? Hey, you know what? When Instagram knows you the man, they're going to give you that check. And I hear people, I mean, I had the guy from NBC6 submitting my page over 10 times, trying to get my page certified, and it's still in the process right now.
Man.
But it just goes to show, Instagram's got to, you got to have that reach. You got to have that fan base.
Well, you have to, man. It wouldn't make sense to give someone that kind of that check mark, I guess. You know, if you didn't have it on you. Damn,
that
my phone
blue
died,
check.
Kid. The blue check.
Charge your phones.
No, my phone just sucks, so that's why my live stream died.
But no, I've seen some of these pages that are very small have certified checks, so it's not, it's a brand, you know, you gotta brand yourself. When Instagram realizes that you're the only Virix or you're the only Gold Rush, he needs a check, man. He does. I mean, I'm discouraged. Like, when am I going to get my check?
Where's my check?
This guy's done more work than me, you know?
Yeah,
a lot more work. So, you know, I mean, check doesn't mean everything, you
man.
Know? But it does help.
I feel you on the check, man. I want the keys to the city.
Cap.
I just want the keys to the city, just like that. Done. No more, no less. I want the key to Miami. Dade
County. You want your key or the top off?
I want the key. Like literal, I want to get it from the governor, the mayor, from the mayor.
From the mayor.
From the mayor.
You gotta start putting in some work.
How about 10 years of work? You can be playing with. let's say talking about beats with you, man. But that's the goal. And that's the thing. As long as we all got goals and we move towards them, we're happy, because this is the problem is, and it goes back to what we were saying earlier. A lot of people have, but they want to do things in music, but they don't help each other out.
Sure.
But no one knows what the goals are. So if we put our goals out on the table, we sit down and we go, hey, my goal is for this. I want to do a radio station, a podcast that's all about Miami. You know, I do 305 Magazine. Let's get together. Let's do something. You agree. You tell me what your goals are. You put them on the table. Yo, who's a stoppie? Who could say no to any of us? Unless we're not seeing eye to eye on that.
The mayor.
Nah. Shout out, hey, Xavier Suarez. Sir, you are the bomb. But that's my whole point, man.
Shout out to American Menace out there. Good friend.
There you go. We'll see.
I bet. You got a key.
Everybody's looking for keys,
we
huh?
Keys, we got all them keys.
Where you at? You got all these keys?
Yeah.
Kinda we got... ain't talking emojis.
Hey, so talking about production, you heard Kanye is dropping Nas's next album?
Yeah, I saw that, man.
What?
Hey, he said he felt like a little kid again.
Boy.
Shout out, soy sauce.
Man, let me tell you. Kanye doing a Nas album. That's so crazy.
Hey, look, man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Kanye's a really good artist, man.
Kanye's dope as hell.
You know, like, I think a lot of people are just, because of that whole Kim Kardashian thing, they kind of, like, stop believing him in different ways, you know. But
I think his persona, you know.
It's just, you know what, a lot of times these people get famous and then they say stupid stuff. I'm not going to say that S word because they say I can't curse. But they say a lot of, like, notorious, like, just idiocracy. Like, they just say rude and nasty gestures, and it kind of, I mean, one thing you say can ruin your career, you know. I mean, I'm not gonna name bomb again, but a lot of people, you know, it took Trick Daddy, speaking with Gold Rush, you know, it took Trick Daddy to reach out online and say, hey, you know, like, everybody knows that person, you can't do this and this, you know, and I'm really putting off for my city, you know, and like that really, like, woke up Miami, you know, like, he was really talking the truth, you know? And then out of nowhere, boom, he got a little blue check. Because if you've really been following Trick Daddy in the last year, he didn't have a check. So, you know, don't let people talk shit about our city, you know?
Talk stuff.
Yeah, don't talk about Miami, man. Don't talk about Miami.
I love my city.
Yo, you know people outside of Miami. If you're from outside of Miami, give us a shout, man. Give us a shout. Give us a call. Give us an email. Shoot us a DM. Let us know what's going on. You can find us on 305 Radio on IG. Varys, where could we find you, man?
You can find me only on Snapchat and Instagram. I do have Facebook, but I haven't loaded a picture since 2011. So not on there. You could probably hit me up. I probably won't respond for like 8 months.
You still look the same.
I still look the same, yes. I don't age.
Man. Andrea?
What? What do you want?
So, just for the record, if any of you are following us on IG, at 305 Radio. .com.
Yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
At 305 Radio. Yo, I called Jam Mad Focused. Mad Focused. Setting up the show. Man, this girl turned around and almost whooped my butt. It was so almost funny. So, you can check that out. Drop a comment. Hey, Drea. That was funny. Good job.
What's up with you guys, man? What's new with you guys?
Bro, we're doing this.
This is it?
We got a lot of things. DBD life over here.
DBD life.
Yo, let me tell you.
For life.
Let me tell you. Shout out to DBD.
Hey, what's up with that, Dream Mom? Like, I noticed
you got to come out to one of these events, man.
You got to see it to believe it. And day by day, you heard that.
You got to see it to believe it. I can't tell you all about it. It's an experience that you have to have all on your own.
So you're official day by day. When you look at Dream Mom, you're official certified day by day.
I'm getting it tattooed.
She is getting it tattooed, guys.
Dream Mom, official DBD, official 305 Magazine. Official, what else?
We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
but yo, I'm more of the behind the scenes.
What's up with the new Dre Mob music, man? I got a lot of inquiries. A lot of people are asking me, hey, when are you going to drop the
I'm
Dre
waiting
Mob?
For some new Varix custom beats, bro.
Whoa, right, whoa.
If, I gotta, so, if I'm going to come back on the scene, I got to come back with a
you
bang,
gotta,
you know?
Yeah, you got to come back harder than before. And she already was hard, so I don't know, maybe over hard?
Well, whoa. We've...
Whoa, pause, pause.
Like your eggs, you know? Like your eggs, over medium, over easy. She's yes. coming over hard.
Well, I have to say that your beats are definitely some of my favorite and more fun beats that I have been able to work with, so I can't thank you guys enough for the opportunity to do that, work with you, and I, everybody at PCM, shout out to you guys.
Shout out to my family, Live Large Entertainment. Check out that
I'm
new
excited.
Album, Trapper Turn Rapper, coming out. I said it on the Level interview. I'll say it again, I'm promoting this album. I got Gold Rush on the album. I did a few hot beats for him, you know. A few other selective producers, man. Shout out to all y'all helping out. It's gonna be powerful. It's gonna be a real good project.
It's good. You know, you already got our support.
All you need is appreciate the Dre Mob track.
Yeah, we need the little,
I mean,
the
I take Dre Mob. I take that back. I take it back. We got some personal beef. Okay, my bad. I take that back now. So as soon as you get that done, as soon as we get that done, you let me know.
Well, the album money is in the works right now. We just solidified all the beats. We got all the features. Now it's just up to my dog and I, you know. It's just up to him to perform. And yeah,
no
y'all be ready. It's like y'all get ready. My boy's focused. He's motivated. My team's on board. Everybody's on the same page. Large Entertainment, we coming. Y'all keep tuned out for 2019. We push it hard this whole year. We got a lot of material coming your way. I'm excited, you know. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for y'all to hear
this.
Well,
we're excited for you. It's been a long time coming, you know, and you maybe weren't focused before, but you're obviously very focused
now. I'm focused, man.
Tell him you're focused.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, that's all it takes is a little bit of focus, a little ambition, and you're going to make it happen, you know?
Varix, and you're going to be coming on our house on May 21st, so sure you guys stay tuned to that. You got some new projects in the works. You've also been on 305 Radio before with Level, and I know that that's being very, very successful, and there's a lot of things going on with that. Tell me a little bit more about what you did specifically for the Level documentary.
Well, he reached out to me on Instagram, you know, and... like I said, you know, we go way back from MySpace. I mean, we've been networking for a while, and, you know, Level reached out to me and asked me to do his documentary, and, you know, no questions asked. You know, it's my brother, man. I got him for life, you know. Anything he needs, any part of his team, anybody that he works with needs help, hey, man, no questions asked. Let's get to work, you know. A lot of people are focused on the money aspect, and that's important, but you need to solidify yourself first, you know. Money is, I don't do this for free. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, I'm willing to waive some things for certain artists, you know? Especially my dog Level, you know?
And what did you do? You did the beats for the soundtrack?
I did, you know? We did things in paper the right way, you know? I'll be getting my pay and he'll be getting his pay the legit way, you know? I didn't want cash up front.
Okay.
You know, I did it out of the strength and we talked numbers in the end.
Well, congratulations to you and to Level, man.
So I came back.
He's back. 305 Magazine in the building. Shout out to Dre Mob. Shout out to Soy Sauce.
Shout out
man,
to
Soy
you.
Sauce. Homie, by the time he gets up here, the show's going to be over.
It's all right. We'll extend it.
I mean, life, you know, things happen, bro. So we have the infamous Varix here live. 305 Radio, Miami Underground Radio. So if you're listening, tuning in, I gotta get the phone number for the show, man. I haven't written down.
Side note.
Call Varix 1-800-Varix. Hey, that actually was worked out of work.
That would have worked.
Seven numbers.
Should get on that, man.
Yeah, 1-800-Varix set.
We're on to something.
So guys, we've been waiting for Gold Rush to come in. He's been looking for parking in the Brickell area because we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Brickell station here in downtown Miami. Gold Rush is Raven Rush. If you guys don't know about him, make sure you guys look him up. He is an artist, producer, writer, engineer, actor, and so much more. He was nominated and he actually won Artist of the Month, I think it was last month, for 99 Jams.
Appreciate all y'all's support, man. Thank you.
Definitely. We got Barracks in the house. And I'm going to go ahead and just play Tsunami for you guys, followed by Extra.
Soy
you guys
sauce.
Can check out Gold Rush while we wait for him to get in the studio so we can go ahead and interview him. So make sure you guys keep it locked on the number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. Gold Rush Productions.
I hear the dark, I can feel the rain. Every time I hit shot, bitch, I feel that it's sheer again. She love when I be down, it's so wet, can't even lie. I'm gonna do it right, I'll do it now. I'm chopping up, it's cool to die.
I feel it's about to be a storm coming down. Every time I'm in it, I'll be feeling like I'm swimming in the river of your love, give me back. Singing deeper and deeper till I need to come up for air. Sing like Titanic, I'm in drowning your water. I'ma make that ocean run. Got me surfing on all of your waves, and your girl wanna ride the tide. It's about to be a bumpy ride. You might wanna break a rainbow. Get ready for the storm, it's gonna rain till it flow. Your body's like ocean, put it all on me. I'm about to set sail in this sea, shorty ride. I'm surfboard on all of the waves. Gonna make rain all on your body. Of a Bugatti, riding down 95. Do you wanna ride? Come on, hop in right by my side. We can take it to the high. I'm about to drown. Ain't coming back up for air, so you know it's going down. Yeah. I'ma suck that ocean dry. Just get ready for the storm. Ride a beat, get it going. Your body's like ocean, put it all on me. I'm about to set sail in this sea, shorty ride. I'm surfboard on all of the waves. Gonna make rain all on your body. I'ma make that thing tsunami, tsunami, yeah. I love it when the raindrops falling on your body, your body, yeah. I'll give you some way till you drop.
Productions.
Go, go, rush, rush, rush.
Step up in the club and I'm flexing. Ooh, I'm so fly, I got these haters dancing. I'm smoking on that line, that's a pressure. I'm throwing money, I guess I got extra. Yeah, extra, I'm some extra, yeah. I don't want your punch up, I got extra, extra, yeah, I'm some extra, yeah. Starting on these noodles, I'm some extra, yeah. Coming straight up out of Bryan County. All this money, y'all me been, I think I'm Illuminati. Hey, 954 tatted on my body, hey.
Ooh, I'm a ninja, it's gon' be a kamikaze, yeah.
Ooh, I'ma flex on them, man, I'm flashing. Ooh, I'm from where you make it, it's a blessing. Blessing, Bible and a chopper on the dresser. Try to run up for me, I'ma have some wedges. What you heard is no surrender. I done rip my coin over tender. Straight to heaven, that's why I'ma send ya. With me, you gon' get it, stand up. Step up in the club and I'm flexing. Ooh, I'm so fly, I got these haters dancing. I'm smoking on that line, that's a pressure. I'm throwing money, I guess I got extra.
I just got a deal, now I got the haters moment. Hey, I just popped a seal, took a dab, now I'm talking. Hey, what's a 100 to a player? Bitch, I throw that. All this dumb summer, press about to do the code. I do it for my dogs at the beginning. All my hustlers trying to make it an extension. Shake it, sweet, you get correct. Pump it on, dear, figure, that's my exit. I'm extra raw, extra, extra, extra flow. Extra sauce, paper, extra, extra, extra low. Extra guns, extra bras, I got extra dons. Everything I do is extra, I'm so extra low. Step up in the club and I'm flexing. I'm so fly, I got these haters stressing. I'm smoking on that line, that's a pressure. I'm throwing money, I guess I got extra.
Welcome back, everybody, to 305 Radio on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. We got Gold Rush in the house.
Yo, 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 what's happening, man? It's your ninja Gold Rush, a.k.a. Raiden Rush, you feel me? Soy sauce.
Soy sauce, you made it.
In the building.
How was the parking here in Brickell?
Oh, my God. Almost didn't make it here. Man, this
place
is hard to find.
Almost, but you made it.
Even with GPS, it's hard to find. I don't know how I made it here.
All right, so Gold Rush, Raiden Rush.
Yeah.
You are an artist, producer, writer, engineer, an actor, amongst everything else that you do. So tell me a little bit about just your craft and who you are and what you represent.
Basically, you know, I go by the name of Gold Rush, a.k.a. Raiden Rush. For all of y'all that don't know me or ain't familiar with me, I'm most known for featuring on the track with Trick Daddy. It's called Bet That, you know what I'm saying? Trick Daddy featured Chameleonaire and me.
Also, dope track.
Thank you. That's right. Also producing DJ Khaled's F The Other Side on his We Global album, producing for Plies, Ace Hood, Cash Money, Atlantic Records. I produced on Southpaw Movie, Next Day Air soundtrack, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Tell me about this right here, because this is major. Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I see it. Yeah, y'all, I just dropped my brand new album, you know what I'm saying? It's called Ghost. Originally, I named it GOAT, the greatest of all time, but I changed it to Ghost.
Y'all know, put that F in there.
Y'all know what the F stand for. You know, greatest of all time. You know what I mean?
Had to put it in red, too, so it stands out, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I ain't the GOAT. I'm the ghost. You feel me? The greatest
soy
of all
sauce.
Time. Soy sauce.
Okay, so you got to tell me about the soy sauce, the Trapanese. What's going on?
What's the sauce, man? What's going on?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you the secret.
We check out your IG, and The one theme is this mystical soy sauce, man. Yeah, what's going on with this, man? Give us.
I mean, right now it's all about the sauce, man. You feel me? Like,
no what meat. Is it? No meat.
No meat. Straight sauce. No meat. You know, I keep it saucy. You feel me?
All right.
Yeah, but not too much sauce, cause you can get lost in the sauce.
That's
either soy sauce or wasabi, you feel me?
Like, parental advisory, right?
Yeah. For those that don't know,
when I'm dropping that fire, it's that wasabi.
So tell me about Tsunami. We actually featured Tsunami an extra for our guest while we were waiting for you to arrive, but I definitely want to talk a little bit about the production behind that and why you decided to feature these two tracks on our show today.
Okay. Basically, Tsunami, that came about, my boy got a relationship with Twister.
Okay.
So he was like, why don't you make some tracks for him, submit something, you know what I'm saying, some beats, whatever. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, let me make a beat that got some do or die type of vibe to it. So I made the beat, I put the hook on it, and it ended up being the Tsunami hook in the beat. Sent it to Twister, and he loved it so much, he was like, yo, he told my boy Jay Stacks, he's like, man, tell Gold Rush this gotta be his single. Once it start picking up, I hop on it. So I ended up dropping the whole song to it. And 99 Jams actually just co-signed me.
Well, you were Artist of the Month.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
You were Artist of the Month.
Yeah, Artist of the Month, 99 Jams co-signed me. I actually hosted the Top 8 of 8 with DJ Nasty and Big Mac. And I won Battle Jams 4 times in a row against
Lil
Dicky.
It doesn't get old, does it?
Nah. We winning. We winning right now. I won against Lil Dicky and Chris Brown the first day.
That's the truth.
That's
I won against Migos and Drake the second day. I won against Rich Kid, Plug Walk, and then I had one against Walking Trophy.
How awesome is that, man?
Yeah. So pretty much I won Battle Jam so many times to where they just had to retire the record.
They were just like, yo.
They had to retire it.
Take it home with you.
Yeah, like, so they going to bring me back at the end of the year. 99 Jams is going to have a huge show.
Okay.
And it's pretty much going to be like a competition between all the winners. I just happen to be one of the winners, you feel me?
So, all right.
That's good. That's
congratulations once again, man.
Thank you.
Tell me about Extra.
Extra is my first single, or one of the first singles. Actually, Tsunami was the first single to be released from the album, my brand new album, Ghost. But Extra, I just dropped the music video on my birthday, April the 19th, which was also
happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Thank you. Shout out to all the Aries and Tauruses.
You were one day early, man.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of Taurus, you know. I'm like an Aries Taurus, but I dropped Extra, the music video, as the first video on the release of the album.
Okay.
So y'all check out the video right now, Official Gold Rush, YouTube, all that. You know what
Tell
I mean?
Them again where they can find you on social media, where they can download the album.
Yeah, all everything. My social media is Official Gold Rush. All y'all go follow me, Official Gold Rush. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, because I'm on there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on there tough, I'm on there hard, you feel me? So, but y'all make sure to get the album, Gold Rush, Ghost, the greatest of all effing time, you know what I mean? It's available on all digital distributors, including Spotify. And get that Tsunami too, man.
All right. And you got to tell me about the style behind your look and just how you express yourself, where the whole Trapanese thing came about and why you dress the way you dress and your beautiful hat. Tell me all about it.
I mean, I had the talent and I know that I had the talent and the skills, but like the past 2 years, I've been kind of focusing on the game, what's hot, what's making it, you know what I'm saying? So I had to realize, you know, I got to do something with my image. I was rolling with Trip for so long. You know, I had the braids, I'm rolling with Trip, with Dunk Rise. A lot of people thought I was Chico or Spanish, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Chicos, but I was like, you know what, why not embrace my Japanese heritage? I'm half Japanese and I'm half white.
Okay.
So that's, you know, I ended up making my own genre music called Trapanese. And then I started playing around with ad-libs.
Soy sauce.
I started playing around with ad-libs, and that was my first ad-lib. I was like, all right, soy sauce. I'm going to start saying soy sauce, you know what I'm saying? And then it ended up turning into me doing funny skits and commercials.
It just
gets hysterical on your IG.
I just officially changed my name to Raiden Rush.
Okay.
I'm still Gold Rush the producer, but as an artist, I'm officially Raiden Rush. It ain't Gold Rush no more. It's Raiden Rush. You feel me?
Raiden Rush. So you do a little bit of everything. What's up with your acting? Are we seeing acting in your near future?
Yeah, I've been trying to get into the acting. I actually tried out for I Got the Hook Up 2 with Master P.
Okay. Right.
I did like a little tryout thing for that. And, you know, I'm interested in everything right now. Like, I'm definitely trying to get into the acting. You know, I've been producing, been writing and all that, so.
And you're going to focus on, like, comedy, or you're going to
do everything?
Everything?
Yeah. Actually, I never even seen myself doing comedy or anything.
Really?
Anything even close to being funny, because
you're serious in real life, guy, huh?
I'm a very serious person.
Okay.
I don't like talking to people too much. I'm very quiet, very serious, you know. But yeah, I got my funny side.
You gotta funny. Give a shout it's out just something to the that little happened, lady you know, that's like, with us here in the studio. She says he's actually really funny.
Shout out to Queen Soy in the building.
Queen Soy. I gotta say something, man. Normally, when we have someone coming for an interview, they do not bring a whole film crew. So for all of you that are listening, I thought some cats were outside on some, you know, they just brought equipment for whatever reason. I didn't know they were with you. Yeah, then all of a sudden, Soy Gang walks in. Yo, homies are like, boom. They brought the boom mic.
They got the sticks out.
We got the sticks, man. We got three cameras in here. The soy sauce going. You got the kickstand in the back. Shout out to the film crew.
Oh yeah,
I'm telling you, you're doing it right, man. I don't know whatever project here. You guys are working on.
Who are these people?
Who are you guys? Give me
my boy Dirty Day Chico right here. What school y'all doing this for?
MDC, but this is my own project for Miami Sound of Films.
Oh, okay,
all right. Just starting out, I'm a sound mixer. I got a crew of type people that are working right now.
This is what it's all about, so, man. This is community and unity in the 305.
This goes back to what we were talking about earlier. How are you going to try and build and get together with the people that you're building around that are all around you if you don't give them these chances? Wow. So for me, it's great to see my man come. You're in Broward, right?
Yeah. I came all the way from here.
Thank you for coming out. Yeah. Thank you for coming out. And, yo, you guys are doing a great job with all this coverage. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Look out for it. Stay tuned.
Yeah, you already know. Soy sauce is going to be all over the place.
We got to actually start wrapping up the show, but if you want to stay and hang out, we got Day by Day Lifestyles and Friends coming in for Our House that's coming up next. You guys are more than welcome to stay if you want to kick it, and we can definitely touch base on a lot more things because I know we definitely want to pick your brain on a few more things.
Cool.
We're going to have to bring you back for another show.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring you back, man.
But before we go, I want to go ahead and let you guys tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can download the album, and just where they can stay tuned to all this great stuff. You guys are pumping, man.
Cool, yeah, man. It's your boy Gold Rush, like I said, aka Raiden Rush. All y'all make sure to go follow me on Official Gold Rush. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, you feel me? And make sure y'all go get that brand new album I just dropped, Gold Rush Golf, the greatest of all effing time. Go get it right now. It's available on all digital distributors, including Spotify. Soy Sauce, Soy Gang, Paint the City Gold. Y'all know what it is. 954, Deerfield in the building.
Yo, so we didn't get the secret to the soy sauce.
It's a secret recipe.
Yeah, I can't tell you that.
Well, y'all stay tuned. 305 Radio, 305 Magazine, Draymond Productions. Will, we know you're listening. Shout out to you. And everyone listening here, Miami, straight from Brickell, thank you for tuning in.
Any shout outs you guys want to give before we go?
Yeah, shout out to God, shout out to my wife, shout out to my family, shout out to my team, shout out to Dirty Day, Chico, the whole crew, Two Hot Records, DB Family, and definitely Broward County. Paint the City Gold, soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
All right, guys, we'll be back with 305 Radio Monday. Who we got next Monday?
Yo, we got Da Vinci.
Producer Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, you listening? What up, homie? We're going to catch you next week.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.